You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you had a great weekend. Just finished watching the Grammys. Billie Eilish. Oh my God. Greatest performance. Love that. And I love that she wore a Taylor Hawkins shirt. I'm still in disbelief that he died. I can't believe it. And I just feel such compassion for Dave Grohl and all of the bandmates. And you think about what he had already endured with the death of Kurt Cobain. And I was thinking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards this year. I mean, I've watched it, I don't know, like 15 times. And Paul McCartney is giving the award to the Foo Fighters. And he said something in his speech, he was kind of like making fun of Dave. He was like, I mean, this guy is stalking me. And he was comparing how many similar life experiences, including when someone in your band dies, and how you're struck with this decision of, what do I do? Do I carry on with the band? Do I do something new? And that was clearly something that connected them. And they have this, seemed to have this very nice friendship. And I heard Dave Grohl one time say that Paul McCartney was at his house, I think, and he was showing Dave's daughter how to play something on the piano. And he had this moment where he looked across the room and saw it, and he started to cry because he thought, like, this was my childhood idol. He also said at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that he never, ever had a music lesson. He said, I had a Beatles album, a songbook, and that was all I needed. And so I'm just thinking about him and the conversations that he must have again with Paul McCartney, having this experience yet again and feeling like, where do I go from now? Where do I go from here? You know, performing with Taylor for 25 years. Anyway, I was thinking about that tonight as I watched the Grammys. And the other thing that's so funny about the Grammys are the crazy outfits that they wear. But you think these are supremely creative people and they do not give a shit. A shit about whether or not they're on the worst dress list. All of those Oscar nominees, they worry about that. And no one at the Grammys does. And it's kind of great. Also, looking at Jared Leto, the guy does not age. I still see him as, well, I had seen him as Jordan Catalano from My So-Called Life. And now that I've seen We Crashed, that's all I see now. Anytime I see Jared Leto, I think of Adam Newman from WeWork. He's so freaking good in that. You guys have to watch that. This week's list is great. There's a lot on it and there's a lot for everybody. And you might think, I don't know how I could watch all those things. And you probably can, but at least I'm giving you a bunch of little things so you can decide from the list where what you want to watch. If you are able to watch all of them, I salute you and well done. So here's the list. And again, if I go too fast, you don't have a pencil available at the moment, don't worry about that. If you go to katecasey.substack.com, you will get that newsletter every Monday. It's going to come out to you in your inbox and it serves as a guide of what to watch each week. And it's so easy to share it, to keep it as a reference guide. And of course, you could always find it on my socials. The first one is called The Ultimatum, Marry or Move On. And this is on Netflix. You probably have seen something about this show if you watched the Love is Blind season 2 finale, because they teased it a little bit. This one's also hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey. So it dares to ask this question: does an ultimatum actually work? Now, this show is created by the same team behind Love is Blind. And I remember when I interviewed the creator, he said, "We just thought of taking something as simple as love and try to think about a modern spin to it." So I was thinking about how often I've known of people that, even myself, like giving someone an ultimatum and whether it works. I feel like the one time I did it, it worked for me, but like it's not for everybody. But if you're in a position where you're like, I have to give this guy or this girl an ultimatum and we're going to do it on a national television show, I'm going to say probably chances are it won't work out. But, you know, some things could be surprising. I've seen the first couple episodes of this and it does remind me a little bit of Temptation Island with like a newer spin to it. So as I said, it's this question of, does an ultimatum actually work? So it revolves around six couples who are approaching marriage, but one person kind of feels like they're ready to pop the question more so than the other. So in response, someone's issued an ultimatum. So contestants have the opportunity to select a new potential partner from one of the other of the six couples. So in just over 8 weeks, they have to decide if they should get married to their original partner or break up forever. So in the beginning of it, Nick Lachey says, if you're not sure you want to marry your current partner, the risk is that they'll find someone else who is. That possibility is certainly explored in this show. Some contestants sleep in the same bed with their trial spouses and introduce them to their families, pushing them closer toward a breakup with their original partner. So the first 8 episodes of The Ultimatum premiere on April 6th, followed by the finale and the reunion on April 13th. So you got to check it out. It's a great show to binge. It's a great show to watch with someone, whether or not they're on your couch next to you or they're watching it somewhere else in the world and you can text with them or WhatsApp them and say, like, can you believe this craziness? It's definitely one of those shows where you're screaming at the TV. So again, it's called The Ultimatum and it's on Netflix. Serving the Hamptons is basically if Vanderpump Rules and Summer House had a baby. This one's on Discovery Plus. It's not as like that posh, slick, glamorous look of like an Evolution Media show. This one is about the lives of the restaurant staff at this Southampton's IT destination for dining called 75 Main. You probably recognize it, at least I know I have, certainly from Barefoot Contessa and also from Real Housewives of New York. So it follows this group of staff as they hook up, argue, and then they work together to make sure that clients come back for more. And they live in a house that the owner has rented, or at least they say he's rented, in the Hamptons. So they're working together, living together. They're all really young. I feel like the look is, it's kind of like a new thing. It's kind of refreshing because you don't get the sense that any of them have ambitions of being an actor or a model. So it's like a different, more real, they look like normal people, in other words. Like Vanderpump Rules was always like beautiful people. I'm not to say that these staff members are not attractive. It's just like a totally different non-LA look. And that I like about it. So it's called Serving the Hamptons. It's on April 7th and worth a look. Just check out the trailer just to see what you think. Definitely worth a look on Discovery Plus. This one I've been excited about for about 4 weeks now. It's finally airing. It's called Tony Hawk, Until the Wheels Fall Off on HBO. This is directed by Sam Jones and executive produced by Mark and Jay Duplass and Mel Eslin, who did The Lady in the Dale and Somebody Somewhere. It debuts April 5th, Tuesday, on HBO, and then will be available to stream on HBO Max. And it centers on Tony Hawk, the skateboarding legend. So it's an intimate new look at him. It is an encompassing look at the skateboarder's life, his career, and his relationship with the sport, with which he's been synonymous for decades. He's a pioneer of modern vertical skating, still pushing limits at the age of 53, which is insane, and remains one of the most influential skateboarders of all time. I would argue he is the most influential. When I think about skateboarding, I always think like Tony Hawk. And then you think of all the businesses that have come out of it, the merchandising. It features never-before-seen archival footage, which of course is my favorite, chronicles his meteoric rise from this awkward teen outsider in the radical sport of the 1980s, where his father's efforts to standardize and regulate the nascent competitions complicated his early success and his relationships to multiple X Games gold medalist, trick innovator, entrepreneur, 12-time National Skateboard Association world champion. And it celebrates his single-minded pursuit of his passion, his relentless and ultimately successful drive to master the elusive 900, his refusal to bend to the reality of middle age, which I salute you, God bless, and also reveals the perils of fame and notoriety and the constant threat to his physical well-being. Think about that. Like, you're 53, can you still do like all those tricks and not be freaking out? Like, I'm going to, you know, do something to my knees. I'm excited for that. I love sports documentaries. And I think he's just so interesting the way that he's always involved in what's new in pop culture. Like, I just saw him on The Mask, Masked Singer. So again, it's all about Tony Hawk and it's on HBO. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Senzo, Murder of a Soccer Star is on Netflix. This is for all of you who love like a good whodunit, like a great true crime. This is a 5-part series on Netflix about soccer player Senzo Mayua, a national hero before his killing shocked South Africa. Who did it? Why? And this docuseries dives into the evidence. October 26th of 2014, he was shot and killed in a robbery at his girlfriend, actress and singer Kelly Kumalo's house. There were 6 eyewitnesses to the scene, including some of his closest friends. So the series delves into the beloved soccer star's murder. So it's sharing insight into what transpired that fateful night when he was gunned down in what was alleged to be a botched robbery. It also, now like 8 years later, the suspects, alleged hitmen for hire, are going on trial. So it's even more interesting now that someone can possibly be held responsible. So were these 5 men involved or was it a cover-up for something even more sinister? So with the backing and participation of Senzo's family and access to investigators and key witnesses, Senzo, Murder of a Soccer Star aims to unpack the truth behind this high-profile murder. I'm excited about this one. My sister had an au pair years and years ago, Elaine, and her family owned a bed and breakfast. Well, her father wasn't in the picture. It was just her mother. And so she and her brother pretty much helped with the bed and breakfast. And they lived in Pretoria, South Africa. And I remember she would just tell me how dangerous it was. and how much of a target they were because they were business owners and it was a woman-owned business. And anyway, I'm really excited about this one. Again, a sports figure, true crime. I mean, you can't beat that. So again, that one is called Senzo, Murder of a Soccer Star on Netflix, April 7th. Now, The Dropout has the series finale on April 7th. The Dropout is based on the podcast The Dropout, hosted by Rebecca Jarvis from ABC News and produced by ABC News, and documents the disgraced biotech company Theranos and its founder, Elizabeth Holmes. In the series, she's portrayed by Amanda Seyfried. I feel like maybe she wasn't the perfect actress for the role. Like, she's a little bit too bubbly in her persona to play Elizabeth Holmes, but that story is like so fascinating, so many layers to it. If you've watched The Inventor on HBO, you will enjoy it because it's just a scripted version of that story. I've been following it for years. I know I did an episode with Emily Baker about it like a couple months ago. I've really been fascinated by the story, have read everything about it, and I'm so excited because I'm interviewing employee number five of Theranos. They're in the beginning, and she's going to talk to me about what was really going on behind the scenes. I'm excited. If you're not familiar with that story, in 2003, Elizabeth Holmes founded and was the chief executive officer of Theranos, which is a now defunct health tech company that soared in valuation after the company claimed to have revolutionized blood testing by developing methods that could use surprisingly small volumes of blood, such as from your finger prick. So by 2015, Forbes had named her the youngest and wealthiest self-made female billionaire in America on the basis of a $9 billion valuation of her company. In the following year, as revelations of potential fraud about Theranos' claims began to surface, Forbes revisited its estimate of Holmes' net worth to zero. And Fortune named her in its feature article on the world's 19 most disappointing leaders. So a really fascinating story. And if you enjoy anything having to do with like the collapse of a company and or a scripted series, this is right up your alley. It's called The Dropout. It's on Hulu. And it's the season finale this week on the 7th. Also to watch, The Kardashians, a Robin Roberts special, is on ABC on Wednesday night. They're going to talk about their new Hulu show, which premieres next week. But Robin apparently has asked them all about their romantic relationships, and they are assuring us that they are answering all the questions that we want to know about Tristan Thompson and Pete Davidson and Travis Barker. Like, how did Travis go from one of her dearest friends living around the corner, kids play together, to not wanting to be without one another, like sticking their tongues down each other's throat? Tristan Thompson, how she gave him the grace after he basically slept around and took him back. And they were talking about having another baby together, only to find out he had a baby with another woman. I mean, I just like, you want Khloe to just define love. It's just so frustrating. It's very frustrating to see her not get what, you know, she so deserves. And then Kim, of course, dating Pete Davidson after she did Saturday Night Live. It seemed like an improbable couple. But I think in the end, I think women are really taken by funny men. And I think it's probably nice to be with somebody who's so different than anybody else she ever dated. And she made a comment about like, now I'm in my 40s. I'm like, so what? Pursue happiness? So it'll be fun to hear what they say. The Kardashians, a Robin Roberts special, is on ABC, airing on Wednesday night. This one also looks good, especially for people that love like history, political history, super geeks. You're going to like this one. Ken Burns' two-part, four-hour documentary is called Benjamin Franklin and explores the revolutionary life of one of the 18th century's most consequential and compelling personalities, whose work and words unlocked the mystery of electricity and helped create the United States. It's called Benjamin Franklin. It's on PBS. Two-part, four-hour documentary airing on April 4th and April 5th on PBS. So that is the list for you. Let me just go through it one more time with you. The Ultimatum, Marry or Move On Netflix. Serving the Hamptons, Discovery Plus, Tony Hawk, Until the Wheels Fall Off on HBO, Senzo, Murder of a Soccer Star on Netflix, The Dropout on Hulu, The Kardashians, A Robin Roberts Special on ABC, Ken Burns, Benjamin Franklin, and the last thing, I know I mentioned it last week, but it's a 3-episode series that begins Monday night. It's called The Invisible Pilot on HBO. I interviewed the director. That's coming out this week, the interview in one of the episodes this week. And that story is bananas. It's like Forrest Gump-ish, where this man at the age of 30 faked his own death. He's in his 80s now. And when you hear his life play out, you're like, he was where? He did what? I mean, at one point, he's Pablo Escobar's fly guy. He was involved with like Iran-Contra. Like, it's insane. So that's a great kind of like caper docu-series. You're going to love it. You're going to be crazy about it. You're going to be talking about it. So make sure that you watch that. I know I mentioned it before last week, but you have to have that on your list this week of things that you have to check out too. I know it's a lot of stuff to watch. And if you can make it through, I salute you. You're one of my people. If you can't, I completely understand. People have got crazy busy lives. I assure you there's something fantastic on here for everybody. And please let me know what you think of these shows. If you're watching something and you finish it, just send me a DM or a note and say, we loved it. We thought it was okay. I want to know your feedback. So join the Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to this podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Kate Casey. I tweet about shows and during shows all week long. My Instagram is at Kate Casey CA. You can see what I'm up to all week, who I'm interviewing, what episodes are coming out. You can find me on TikTok at It's Kate Casey. Please come over and check me out. I'm on Cameo and I'm also on Patreon with bonus episodes. Please sign up. You don't want to miss that out. You go to Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. Hope that you have a great week and do not miss my episodes this week. I've got the number 5 employee of Theranos, the director of The Invisible Pilot, and Abby Gardner from We Have Notes podcast is going to help me break down Summer House. So a lot for you this week. Make sure you subscribe so you get notified as soon as that episode drops so you don't miss out. Thank you, everybody. Endless gratitude for listening to my show, reaching out to me, and being part of this great community.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.